UFO and UAP total disclosure, or the tragedy of fake education. The UAP and the UFO is what happens when you pretend that memorization is a form of education. You have to stop pretending that you are learning in school just so that you can get good grades and get out of there. The world needs your help. Because without real, authentic, meaningful, and integrated education, we can only expect an endless chain of fantasies, lies, manipulations that eventually lead to inauthentic, meaningless, scatterbrain wars. Stop pretending that you can graduate by cramming right before the test, and that your diploma is a legitimate achievement, and demand real and meaningful and effective education from your teachers. Don't let them sell you out for a paycheck. UAP is what happens when we take a significant step towards idiocracy, a world ruled by tepid, uneducated morons. That's what UAP is. That's what its fantasy is about. UFOs and aliens and alien tech. If you want to find alien tech to produce clean energy, you will have to look in the same place where the heads of your leaders are currently stuck. Mysticism, fantasy, religions, and religious cults, though both are the same thing, demonization, horse shit, and now unchecked, unethical algorithms, is a tactic that has been used against humanity since we started living in villages. The pattern is always the same, and it starts with fake education. A little bit from many, be it coin, or votes, or beliefs. And then simply, whoever is spreading the horse shit escalates whatever privileges they get. Religious holidays are not celebrated by businesses because they are sweet and colorful, but because they make a sale. Companies are structured around holidays, as that is where their profit spikes are. The first thing you get from an e-commerce website on the internet is a list of holidays and when to prepare your products. This has been going on for so long that your favorite holiday is probably pagan in origin and has been swallowed by your religion to get new church members early on. And today, whatever is trending is greatly aided by an algorithm that controls what you see and hear for a very simple purpose: to sell you crap you don't need. Before you know it, artificial intelligence will be shaping your very own opinion, and words building a profile will turn from scanning what you like to convincing you what you like. After all, you go into the comments to see how everyone else is reacting to what is being said. And the AI perfectly mimics what humans say. It's a no-brainer. There's more to UAP than meets the eye, shall we say. It is an important event because it shows that the inauthentic leaders who paid their way into positions of leadership, sometimes by just being able to afford hanging around an election carousel for long enough, have begun unraveling by their own hand. They failed to build effective education, and now they too are uneducated. It is a kind of recursion that can only end in dark ages. You see, the tragedy begins here, where you too begin believing in stuff like UAPs. You see, religions only initially integrate, then they segregate, then they proclaim and accuse, and then they burn. You have already heard of anti-science, of opinion over fact, white guys inventing dinosaurs, or vaccines being harmful, or the crazy idea that you should be drinking unpasteurized milk. Or maybe you have some homeopathy products. I actually bought a homeopathic acne product as a teenager from a very popular and legitimate pharmacy in the United States. They got me. And soon enough, angry religious people who had their books burned by other religious people will be burning science books. And grades will be eliminated, not because they are a stupid and worthless idea, but because it will be easier to push uneducated students through. Fake education teachers will let you believe whatever you want to believe, so as long as they get their paycheck. Then, right before the wars, the miracle makers will come. They will perform in large stadiums, whispering to you over live broadcasts, milking you for views and ad revenue. They will say, "Did your father leave you his watch? And did it stop working? Go. Go and get it. And I will fix it for you. So as long as you believe." Then he will make you squeeze that watch, holding it in your hands, exploiting your pain and loss, until for a very small percent of viewers, the oils in the watch will melt off from the warmth of their hands. And just for a few seconds, the second hand will move. Then they will go on social media and show that the watch started working again. The miracle makers. After all, what is humanity if not the progress that is saved in books? The great heights reached by great beings who want us to resume where they left off. And what happens? Tell me what happens when those books are burned, deleted, or just lie unread? Well, we fall. We go back to simpler times. To war. To the same stupid mistakes that previous generations have already made. Authentic education. A view of the world rooted firmly in fact and reality. Fact-based knowledge. Meaningful, authentic, honest life experiences. And the resulting wisdom. And calls towards greatness in order to leave a meaningful legacy are not optional. Not at all. You are charged with growing all the way up until you become a great being. Please Don't look for UAPs on the internet. Go to the library, find all the narrated non-fiction books that change lives that have thus far been denied to you, and start learning for real so that no one takes advantage of you. Not for some election campaign, not for some religious bullshit. Do not let the Dark Ages claim another victim. If you are like everyone else and can't understand anything in those books, then that means stress has been driven into you on a level that is extremely unhealthy. And that means you need to take to adventure and walk the great trails. Start by walking the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and maybe cross the Continental Divide. You will be able to understand the books then. Without stress, your thoughts will become just as long as the thoughts of the great beings that wrote them. Do not stand still, because every day of life is precious. May the trails help you make room for narrated books written by great beings, and may you learn, and then resume your life where the giants left off.